Alarm horns tore the guts out of the quiet. The men on the bridge took off. Torque said, "We better get back." "Wait." There was a nasty gleam in Raven's eyes. "Exile will be busy with the limper. We get that man to tell us where the spike is. Maybe we can get to it first." Chapter 72. Smeds had gotten back to his starting point. He put the two bags into hiding with his pack, except for a couple of army blankets, a heavy coat, a knife, food, and a bottle of brandy. He stuffed, warmed his veins, listened to the horns. They were going berserk up there. A noise from down the culvert shocked him. He listened closely, figured it had come from about where the corpse lay, and had been made by something a lot bigger than a rat. He rose carefully, filled his coat pockets with food, laid his blankets in atop the treasure, and froze. A man stood silhouetted in the nearer end of the culvert. One of those rebels. Fish had been right. The bastard just wouldn't let up. The man was coming in. Smeds lifted himself into the hole with his plunder. It was a tight fit and a pathetic attempt at concealment, but he was counting on the man's vision needing a long while to adjust from the brightness outside. Absolutely. The man was still moving tentatively when he came abreast of Smeds. Smeds reached out and cut his throat. The man made an injured rabbit noise and started thrashing around. Smeds climbed down and walked to the mouth of the culvert. He paid no attention to the noise made by someone stumbling toward him from behind. He looked out into the glare, his eyes smarting. He moved out carefully, ready for anything, and found himself alone. The ditch bank was almost vertical there, faced with stone 12 feet high, spotted with ice. A lot of snow had blown into the ditch. Smeds floundered through it. An angry bellow from inside the culvert gave him added incentive to make sure of his hand and toe holds as he climbed. He heard the man come out as he rolled over the lip of the ditch. He got to his feet and waited. An angry face rose above the brink. Smeds kicked as hard as he could, caught the man square in the center of the forehead. He pitched backward. Smeds stepped to the edge, looked down at the figure almost buried in the snow. He caressed the knife in his coat pocket. Thought better of going down there because two women and several children had paused near the footbridge, watching. "I hope you freeze to death, you son of a bitch." He kicked loose snow down, turned, and walked away. He felt better than he had in a week, and right then, did not much give a damn what the future held. Chapter 73. Darlin was foaming at the mouth when the alarm horns brayed. She had discovered Raven and Bear missing, and was as thoroughly pissed off as I could imagine her getting. Whatever she had in mind, whatever she was making us get dressed up for, she had counted on having more bodies backing her. Right then, she had me and